The House That Remembered. There once was a rule everyone in Ash Hollow knew by heart. If you heard your name after sunset, don't answer. Children learned it before they learned multiplication. Teenagers laughed about it until they found themselves walking home alone. When Ethan Harper inherited his grandmother's farmhouse, he assumed every small town had its strange traditions. His grandmother had lived alone for nearly 30 years, yet everything remained exactly where she had left it. Reading glasses rested beside an unfinished crossword puzzle, a knitted blanket still draped over the arm of her favorite chair. On the kitchen table sat a handwritten note, only 3 words: "Keep the lights." Nothing else. No signature, no explanation. Sleep came quickly. Until 3 soft taps echoed from somewhere below. Ethan opened his eyes. The digital clock beside the bed read 2:17. Another knock. Not at the front door. Inside the house. It came from the dining room. He rounded the corner. No one. Only moonlight spilling across the hardwood floor. Then he noticed something that hadn't been there before. Wet footprints, bare feet, small, child-sized. They began at the far wall, crossed the room, and stopped directly in front of him. There were no prints leading the way. His pulse hammered in his ears. Every instinct told him to run. Instead, he looked up. The ceiling. A little girl stood above him. Not hanging, standing. As naturally as though gravity had forgotten its job, her white nightgown drifted gently despite the still air. Long dark hair concealed her face. She tilted her head. Farther. Farther. Until it bent much farther than any neck should. When she finally spoke, her voice was the same as the one that had called his name. Soft. Patient.
"You answered."
The lights exploded. Every bulb in the house burst at once. Glass rained onto the floor. Darkness swallowed everything. Ethan stumbled backwards, reaching blindly for the wall. His fingers found something else. A light switch. He flipped it. Nothing. Another switch. Nothing. Then, a match flared to life only inches from his face. Its tiny flame illuminated an elderly woman sitting calmly in his grandmother's rocking chair. She hadn't been there a second earlier. She smiled kindly.
"You should have read the note."
Ethan stared.
I don't understand."
The old woman nodded toward the shattered windows. Outside, every neighboring house had gone dark. Every one. The match flickered.
"You thought the lights kept the darkness away?"
She smiled sadly.
"They don't. They keep it."
Her eyes slowly lifted toward the ceiling behind him.
"Outside."
The flame went out. In the darkness, something whispered his name again. This time, it wasn't alone.